The 999 challenge. Katie, you would love this. I think most people would love to at least try this. I don't think you can complete it. I don't think Jason could complete it. I know I can't. Matt has outside chance, and I think our local baseball team should do this if they don't already.
Okay.
9 innings, 9 beers, 9 hot dogs. That's the challenge. You have a beer and a hot dog for every inning of the game.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I could.
A beer, I could.
Yeah, you could do the beer part.
We have a coworker that has accomplished this.
The 999 challenge.
BB Shea did it.
Not surprised.
At a, what professional, because he tries to tour and see all the Major League Baseball stadiums every year. And he was at a stadium last year and pulled it off.
Wow.
Nine hot dogs? I think it cost him like $70.
Oh, I'm sure.
9 dogs, 9 beers, 9 innings. So you try to do as best you can a dog and a beer and an inning.
Okay.
But you have to be prepared. Like, you can't every inning be going up to get it. So you've got to think ahead. Like, go ahead and get your 9 dogs. They probably won't sell you 9 beers at once, but.
True.
Yeah.
I can't do the 9 hot dogs. And do you think that, no offense, but Barrett should be doing that?
I think Barrett is a grown man with free will and can do whatever he wants.
I'm not one to shame him.
I mean, I'm surprised he didn't do it all in one inning.
I will never shame him for that.
I mean, people could say the same thing about your vape.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could hit 9 vapes in 9 innings.
What if?
I can hit 9 vapes in
1 minute.
Half the 9 pitches, 9 vapes, baby. Let's go.
Jason's like, that's the 999 challenge.
Right. Yeah. I'm definitely backed way off of that.
Uh-huh, sure.
You need
your
it today.
Cough tells us a different story.
Well, I have been doing a lot of the pouches.
Okay.
And now I put 3 of them in all at once. Mm. You're only supposed to do 1.
Oh. 9 pouches, 9 innings.
Yeah, 999.
He's living cray.
He's like, what's that gerbil man doing over there? He's just mouth full of pouches.
We did the hot dog eating contest years ago.
Oh, it's terrible.
And I maxed out at 2. I mean, it was embarrassing.
I did 5 or 4 in 10 minutes. And I was like, that's nothing.
I feel like I've done that
at lunch before. Like the small hot dog or like at Yum Yums or whatever.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But like, I was like, it's so hard.
Yeah.
You've got to really rely on the fact that I'm drunk and need food.
Yes.
Yeah. You've got to eat through the pain.
Matt, before the weight loss journey, do you think you could have done it?
The hot dogs, yes. The beers would have been tough because beer just fills me up.
It does. Oh. It takes a lot of real estate.
I don't think I would have been very intoxicated. Maybe because it's in such a quick time. The other thing that's working against you now is baseball is on a time limit. They used to not have a pitch clock. You used to take 3, 3.5, 4 hours to finish a baseball game. Now it's like 2.5.
Yeah, but now
you're working faster.
You also have to clock in time now to go to the bathroom after a certain amount.
Yeah.
Because you can't drink all 9 beers and all 9 innings and not pee.
No. Let me ask you,
wear a diaper.
Yeah, well, that's true.
If you're doing it, you need to commit.
If you're serious.
What counts as a beer, though? Because if it's a 16-ounce beer, that's going to be a lot more difficult than a regular can of like 12-ounce.
Does it say?
It doesn't say. I just think a beer. You pick your beer. But you don't think you should pour it in the cups anyway,
but some are, you know, like the 12 ounces. Some are,
but most cups are 16 ounces.
Mm-hmm. I think people would be impressed even if you did a 12 ounce.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's just even a soda having 9 Oof. Sodas. I mean, I could do that easily. But,
yeah,
and 9 beers. That's 9 hot dogs.
It's something to live for. That's for sure.
I like the idea. I think
you're not gonna live for long after it. But yes,
yeah, I think our local team should do it.
That's really
cool. Maybe they have, and we're missed out on it.
What if they did? Oh my gosh, what if they did like an order? Like you get there and during the first inning, you order the 999, you go sit down and they know where your seat is and every inning they bring you one of each.
And then if you accomplish it, they put you on like the Hall of Shame or the Hall of Fame or whatever you want.
And in the 9th inning, they put you up there. Everybody who attempted it, they put your photo on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And if you didn't get it, they use ChatGPT to put an embarrassing, like to put like a mustache on you or something dumb.
And then whoever does it, they make them run the bases at the end until they throw up.
All sponsored by Uber.
Right, there you go. Uber, you have to.
They can't sell you 9 beers and be like, bye.
Bye, see you later.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be gross because the dogs would eat it.
That's a great
idea.
The dogs would eat the barf.
We do have to think of every idea for everybody.
I guess so.
Although we
embarrass somebody else. Get your hot dogs here.
The 999 challenge.
Oh, burps would be disgusting.
I can't.
That's what it would sound like. Beautiful.
The sound of that dude like it was a hot dog. It was like he was slurping it.
Yeah.
The way BB Shea eats
Maybe
him.
It was BB Shea. Yeah. Tim Robinson. Actual audio.
Tim Robinson. Google Tim Robinson hot dog. You'll laugh.
I can't believe he did it.
Yeah. I can.
I can.
Oh, my gosh.
I can. Yes.
He can throw it down, dude.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That dude is a dude that, because some big dudes don't eat a lot.
Yep.
That dude can slam it.
Yeah.
He's also somebody that when you tell him he can't, he's going to prove you wrong.
Yes.
On purpose, whether he can or can't.
Right. Yes.
He will prove you wrong.
Like, yep. You don't watch this movie that's 7 hours. It sucks.
Like, oh, like, yeah?
Yeah, I will. Like, ah, got mm-hmm. you.